Welcome to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. Join us in our campaign and shenanigans as we explore the subterranean labyrinths, plunder hordes of treasure, battle legendary monsters. This podcast will be following our gaming group and the adventures of these characters, as well as a few guests from time to time. Join us as we start a new campaign and our journey to experience the best, and maybe the worst, in the 5th edition of Dungeons & Dragons.
Hi, this is Kelly. I play Trixie on the Ragnarok and Roll, a Scion Hero to Ragnarok podcast. Please check us out on iTunes, rate us. The more ratings we get, the more people can be aware of us. So thank you.
All right, welcome back to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. I've got almost the whole group around the table here today, so everybody go ahead and introduce yourself. This is Jim.
Hi, this is Kelly. I play Tilda, the halfling rogue. Hi!
This is Carrie, and I play Galen the Gallant.
I'm Xander, and I play the Salted Elf, or Salted.
Hi, I'm Gary, and I'm playing Thrain Gunderson.
I'm Jazz, and I'm playing Hogar.
All right, and Lady Coraline may pop in from time to time. We're not sure exactly yet. All right, so your group has definitely done a good job of reconnoitering around the Cragmaw Castle. So, quick question I have for all of you guys. Where are you guys going to go ahead and enter the castle?
There was a sneaky entrance that we found, right?
A sneaky entrance you did find.
Yes,
let's sneaky?
Do that.
Wait a minute, sneaky? I like sneaky.
We did find a sneaky
Basically,
entrance.
Over here, there's a concealed entrance.
Yeah, let's go that way.
Also, there are giant bugs.
You know, last time we entered a concealed entrance,
let's look around a little.
Don't worry about it.
So which...
I seem to remember a certain one-eyed beast that, you know...
That was fun.
Yeah. I went to the restroom, I came back, and you guys are in the... You know, next thing I know, I'm being attacked by the one-eyed monster.
It was pretty funny.
So, wow, that sounds
the one-eyed monster.
That one-eyed creature thingy that... With the claws.
That sounds
get your mind.
That sounds
kind of
hot. Did it have
There's
kind of
children close? Present.
He thought it was just as funny.
If you knew what happened at the harp, you would not say
with one giant.
I don't think you're helping
the fish. Okay, then. And the eyes grab it.
The Nothic? Is that what you're referring to?
The Nothic. Guys.
Okay, so pretty much the entrance.
She walked right into that one.
She walked right into that one.
Literally.
She did.
So you have your basic, it looks like, cleared out and stairs up into the castle here. But Thrain and Sultan found a secret entrance over there.
I go for the secret entrance.
I'll tell them that there are giant bugs. One of them might be mad and scorched. So.
What if we travel along the wall with the giant...
To get to the secret entrance, it's...
My advice is to go on the secret entrance.
Yeah.
Okay.
I will follow Thrain.
Okay, so after you guys finish having nice chat...
Hold it, Hogar, did you know about this secret entrance?
That's right, he's been in the castle.
He's been in and out of the castle. There is a reason why his warband took off to go cause trouble against orders.
Is it bored?
He's also...
Yeah, exactly. His group were... He was kind of told on the way out, don't you come back, but he hasn't shared that with you guys yet. Because out of character, he wasn't aware of this until this very moment.
Yeah, I knew about it.
I assume
that's a very strong word.
I assume from Crown of Madness he might
we
have
agreed
sustained
I was
some brain
gonna
damage.
Pursue, yeah. We agree I was going to pursue other opportunities. He said that would give me a
we're
good recommendation.
He had to turn in his badge.
Hogar is extremely slaughtery.
He's good with the stabby cut cut.
Stabby cut cut.
Okay.
Well, his organizational skills leave something to be desired.
Okay,
I'm just turning everybody against everybody. It'll all work out in the end after the money clears.
And he's great crown king. Okay, let's go.
Okay, so you guys are going to attempt to stealth around that side of the castle and come.
We might actually do it without Lady Coraline.
Speaking of Lady Coraline, as you guys woke up, you noticed that on her watch she went off to go use the privy in the woods, and it looks like she may have been dragged off to the castle.
Oh no!
Dragged off to the castle. Which entrance did they take her in?
It looks like it may have been this entrance, the stairs going up.
So we should go to the secret entrance.
We must rescue Gundren and Lady Corlin.
Just realize, when you say he's going to crowd, second time he's been crowned.
Yeah. Would I know where they typically hold the prisoners?
It depends on who caught them, because usually they would try to keep the prisoner and get the most for it before they bring it before the king. Cause
like, are they going to determine if they did a ransom or...
No, usually it would be the who gets to kill him.
Ah.
But ransom's a good idea if she talked about ransom.
Well, really?
No,
she may have threw words
out about servants and such.
Well, really, you want to get the most out of your slaves. I mean, like, when you capture them.
You don't want to just break your toy the first day you have it. You want to take time. All right, so you guys, go ahead and give me a stealth roll.
Okay, before you do that, I'm going to cast
Song of Stealth.
My guess is you're also in heavy armor, so you
probably... No, I'm in studded leather armor.
Okay, so I'm the only one.
It doesn't affect my dexterity.
Her fighter is ranger-ish.
I will cast aid, and so you don't need it. So you...
I'm in half plate.
So you, me, and you, for the next... minute, you gain plus d4 to all your rolls. So.
Okay.
So I'm going in my book. I'm going to be writing about the huge bugs.
Okay. The Ankheads.
Knowledge stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So
you're looking for that inspiration chip.
I am. So we just add d4s.
Yes.
Yep.
No need.
So you probably are at a 19, disadvantage if you see heavy plate.
Oh,
you're at
I
a disadvantage.
Oh no, no, excuse me.
Half plate. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
half plate.
Definitely. Yeah.
So 25. Two is the lower of the
18.
Two.
But you get to add a d4 to either one.
Ah, we all stealthy. We stealthed
it.
Wow.
Yeah,
put it here. We stealthed it.
Wow.
Yeah,
10.
We get
good.
12.
16.
Okay, you guys all make it past the guy who's just haphazardly looking off the parapet when he walks his little route. You guys are all sneaking along the wall, along the little pile of rubble.
I love that sound.
Those are our war drums.
Wayfinder, shield our path, shield, veil the eyes of those who would do us harm.
Okay.
Almost like to get inspiration.
I was just doing it.
You were playing to your character.
Okay, so after a few moments,
like
you guys figure
like
out
spells.
How to get the secret entrance open. So you guys can move on in.
You see, I worship a god, but I don't rely.
What about
on
my?
Him.
Would that be sleight of hand? Because I know that's for picking for.
Oh no! Pretty much, it's not going to require a skill roll. Pretty much, you guys are looking around, and then all of a sudden, you know, one of you clicks the right piece of rubble, and the whole secret entrance just opens up to you.
See, I worship a god, but I don't rely solely on them. See, my god doesn't like neediness.
As you come in through the secret entrance, the tower has almost completely collapsed. Although the ground floor is still an open space. Rotting crates and ancient barrels show that provisions were once stored here. And a squiggly line.
Uh-huh. Curtain?
A heavy curtain blocks a crumbling area to the south, and an intact door leads east. To the north, a short passage through rubble ends before a screen of canvas.
Holgar, where do you think they'd be keeping Lady Corlin?
It depends on who took her.
Okay.
It could be in any of the quarters, really. There wasn't enough there to tell me who it was.
So, is this on a different level? Because I see stairs.
Yeah, pretty much the stairs. You had to climb up basically the pile of trash that got you up to your... So, everything on here is about 10 feet higher.
Than the ground.
Than the ground level.
So, maybe we should check, like, the outer ring first, like, this way?
Yeah.
Well, you know, this would take you further into the towers, because these are the round things are towers coming up. So anyone coming in would have had to come through this way, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe not.
So which direction do you think you want to go check?
Well, don't they always keep princesses in towers? And she's the closest thing to a princess I know.
Well, we can sweep this way and cover it thoroughly. Since we don't really know.
You need to go listen at the door?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can hear the sound of the
go ahead and roll
factor.
Your...
I just wood sound.
The whole... Oh, that's a
Yes,
it is definitely a door.
Okay.
No, do I hear my perception?
All the other doors.
Okay.
And do I see anything?
You don't see anything from that angle, but you definitely hear that down these hallways there's at least two humanoids talking.
Can I hear what they're saying, or is it goblin?
Unfortunately, they're talking goblin.
Can you try to repeat it?
Gobbledygook.
Gobbledygob.
Okay, Xander, do you want to go to the door and see if you can listen?
After all, you're the only one who speaks goblin. So I know Hogar does.
Yes.
That's right. Hogar can tell us what they're
15.
Saying.
15? You're making out that there's more than one person in there, and they're talking about how they're here stuck resting after their guard duty.
Jeez.
And that, how about those upstarts that were messing around defying King Grawl's orders, taking off to go to Phandalin to butcher some
humans?
That
would be you. Did they sound pro or
against? They sound pro king against the rebels that just wanted to go start trouble.
So
Hogar might like to kill them.
I repeat that information, but so that we know that she's not there.
Okay.
So we should go to other places.
Alrighty.
Well, there's a tower beyond there that she may be kept in.
Okay, let's do that.
Let's do it.
Having chosen my spells.
Okay, so you guys gonna come going that way then?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I take it the door wasn't locked.
Actually, would you like to pick the
lock?
Yep,
I'm going to pick the lock. Sleight of hand, right?
Yep. Table it goes. You easily silent click the lock open. And everybody give me a stealth roll as you're walking into this hall.
Still on.
Is the aid still on or no?
Does
11
count?
The D4
aid would be...
It's still off.
It
hasn't been enough.
Okay.
Yeah, the 1D4 is still going
on. So the
D4...
Yes, yep. But it's not for everybody. I did it for this. I did it based... You don't have it.
You don't have it.
I did it... I can only do it for three people.
But the 26 is 11. I don't need it.
What's that?
An 11?
An 11? You think that's making it?
That's a 12 maybe.
I think it's making it.
You think a 12 makes
13.
It. You think a 13 makes it?
7.
And you think a 7 makes it.
Even with your D4,
I don't think so.
I'm gonna listen for them changing their topic in conversation.
So are you guys good with this order?
Yeah, it only lasts for 1 minute. So.
And by the way, the squares are 10-foot squares, so okay. You can fit two people in the
square. I should be in front.
I should follow Frank.
Okay, shouldn't the rogue be the one opening the doors?
Yep,
yeah, that's right.
Shouldn't Hogar be up? Because he can also
I'm
going to
actually
back.
Come
you
off
can,
in the
you
corner
can fit
here.
Four people in one square, because it's 5-5-5-5.
Why is
he
the mage in the
hiding?
I'm more durable than most of you.
So why are you in the back?
And I'm more...
That's me.
You're still in the back.
I'm just going to come up against this wall.
That's the front, sweetie.
Oh, I thought we were going this way.
We're going into the tower.
Right.
Okay.
So can I listen for their
sure.
mood or topic change?
Did
that
you
would
hear
be,
that?
16.
Okay.
Listen,
did you
see Game of Thrones? It was awesome.
It is really good. Let's talk about that.
Daenerys is hot. In a fire. Okay, so as the rogue's getting ready to listen and pick the lock, you do hear that the hobgoblins also change their tone, and you hear one of them go, "It's too soon for changing of the shift."
They hear something.
Damn it. Ready weapons.
Hogar's.
Okay.
And we see him doing that, and you heard it. So,
do you want me to
I'm
open the door?
Yeah, you're going to rope open the door, and we're going to have at them.
We don't know if they're in there. Where do we hear the voices coming from? The curtain or the door?
You hear the voices coming from this area.
Okay, then...
So do you want me to still open the door?
Hogar, are you signaling us to go to the curtain?
We only heard two voices, right?
You only heard two voices.
Charge!
Oh, we can have Hogar...
Oh, yeah, Hogar can go in. They won't recognize him as...
Or he can lead them out and
in trouble.
Didn't they just... talk about the trouble.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean they know who it was.
They don't know exactly. Maybe they don't know.
Maybe they don't. But he's going to walk in there. He's not going to be...
Or he could say they forgave
yet me. Sheathing his sword. But as he clears the curtain, he's going to be going to sheath his sword.
Okay.
And depending on how they react, it's going to go like this or like this. That.
Okay, they don't seem to be jumping up to with weapons yet. What are you saying?
Orcs are so forgiving.
Gosh, I sure like killing humans. Man, me too.
Killing humans is...
You
want to
kill humans too? Sure.
That's how... friendships are made.
Yeah, unfortunately, the rest of the unit got raided.
Okay, go ahead and give me a persuasion.
Which would be based on charisma?
I believe so. Let me double check.
Yeah, persuasion.
Yep,
has
charisma.
Its own, charisma. I have very little persuasion.
10.
Apparently, so does he.
They don't really believe you.
Does it help that he's telling them the truth?
Well,
because I was the lone survivor.
they actually believe you, and they're like, "Well, did you get any loot?"
Yeah, I got this loot. It's right at the tip of my sword. You can have some.
I'm sharing today.
I'm going
you
to
did get loot.
Pull out a small bag of coins and.
The rest is behind this curtain. Right under the door.
This is a table?
That's a table, yep.
Yep. I come over here to the table. I'm going to toss it onto the table.
Okay.
I'm like, yes, this was your former commander's money.
Okay. So you get one surprise round.
And of course, once we hear the clashing of
we're going to rush in.
Swords.
Uh-huh. So which one of these two are you going for?
Can I do my multi-attack on it or no?
Yeah, you can.
Okay, so I'm going to do one on each.
Okay.
Well, that'll miss. This one probably will as well. For 9.
9 misses.
Join battle.
Remember when he used
a
multi-attack?
And the other one was a 1.
Oh, okay, yeah. It was 1?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh, roll that d20 again real quick. Hopefully the sword doesn't break. Okay, so you basically, as you swing, your sword kind of sticks in the table.
Oh, crap.
It's going to take an action to pull it out.
Okay.
Ones
roll,
are never
join
good.
Battle, join battle.
Okay, everybody, roll initiative.
Oh, crap.
21.
I got a 4.
4.
8.
I got a 9.
21.
I rolled a 1.
Doesn't matter who starts. All that matters is who finishes.
That's right. Exactly. Okay. And we will finish.
So we got 4, 9...
We already got the advantage
21,
of shaping the conflict, so...
4 and 8, right?
Yes.
Once again, the squishy cloth mage has the initiative.
Well
he's an elf. They go fast.
Yeah, they're pretty fast and
wiry.
They're fast and sexy. Yeah, I just got, by the way, the One Ring RPG, which just came out, which is on sale, is awesome. It's really good.
Gary and Kelly, who's got the higher dex bonus?
Oh, I'm sure I do.
Okay.
I assume the rogue does.
I'm assuming the halfling rogue does. Okay.
The rogue has
so,
more than the
Xander, you hear some conversation back there and then some noise that sounds like it could be tussling. And you heard him quite easily. What are you going to do?
So, like...
We must bustle.
So, if I were to, like, to walk over
Steve
there...
There's a curtain there.
Can you open it and close it? It's like that kind of curtain.
Yeah, it's basically... You could stand there and you could pull it aside. It's basically just
a
curtain.
Like, peek in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll do that, because I imagine they'll be focused on the hobgoblin.
Guy who just swung at them.
And as long as you're not making a big movement...
Okay.
Open it. Magic missile. That one, hopefully.
This one? The first one?
Yeah.
Okay.
That one, hopefully. Natural 20.
That will kind of hit.
That
will kind of
hit?
That will.
That's crit.
And remember, roll an extra dice for your damage.
So it's 3d4.
As all of a sudden your sword clinks in the table, Hogarth.
And
all of a sudden magic missiles are whizzing in the room after.
Well, I usually roll 3d4, so.
They're really impressed with Hogarth.
Can I borrow two more d4?
Two more d4? Sure.
Okay, go. I'm rolling 4d4.
Rolling 44?
Jeez, yeah,
44. Xander, there's a whole pile of dice behind us.
He wants to steal GM Karma dice.
You should have borrowed mine.
I should have.
You should have.
So, six.
6 points damage?
Give him back the dice.
I just did.
Okay. He does not look happy when the three magic missiles come flying in the room, smashing into his chest.
Ow.
Scattering a few rings of his chainmail.
I'm going to close the curtain.
I will give that to you as a move that you're closing the curtain.
That's just funny.
Okay, unfortunately, it's now the goblins' turns.
Hobgoblins.
Okay, the first one is going to obviously swing at you. Okay.
And the hobgoblins kind of look like the Lord of the Rings goblins. Can you see how many monster manga I can't see?
Really?
Will a...
Well, the die will hit.
Yeah. Okay. So he swings at you, and he is going to use his martial advantage ability that if he has an adjacent ally within 5 feet.
Oh, I didn't realize he was a captain.
No, it's just a regular hobgoblin.
Oh,
they
really?
Have that. That's the goblin advantage.
Okay.
Basically, hobgoblins like to work in groups.
Gotcha.
Okay, so he's going to hit you for 12 points of damage.
Okie dokie.
Except for you. You're a lone wolf.
Okay. Do you need some scratch paper? Nope. Then the other one is going to swing at you. Will a 16 hit?
It will miss.
Okay, he swings and you have a shield, right?
That's not what I thought you were looking like.
Okay.
Yeah, you look kind of like...
You look like a dog person.
Kind of.
Like
in samurai
kind of
armor.
Like cat people.
Okay. So it is person. Now
like
Galen's turn.
Right here.
I'm going to...
I like the homunculus. That's my favorite.
Rush forward with my bow drawn, and once I get in, I'm going to fire on the nearest one that's not Hogar.
Okay. I'm assuming by rushing in, you're going to stop when you get to Hogar,
right?
They
all look
yes.
the same to you.
Okay.
I close
no,
the curtain
he's got
behind
the
green
her. Sash.
Only one has a green sash. Okay, which one of the two are you going to go for? This one looks like he was hit with a magic missile recently.
I will go for the uninjured one.
The uninjured one? Okay.
Can I close the curtain behind her?
Well, you already closed the curtain, so she runs through the curtain just flapping.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
I'm being nice and not making her roll disadvantage for the whole flying into the room
eight
line.
A 9.
And apparently I didn't need to have her roll disadvantage. As you rush through and your arrow flicks forth, it just flies across the room and shatters across some of the broken walls over on this side of the room.
Let me see if I had rolled my new dice. Hold on.
Okay,
that would have totally worked. I just rolled a 20. That one. Now you wasted it.
It is actually Hogar's turn next.
Oh.
Right. So your sword is stuck in the table.
I will pull the sword out.
Okay.
Get myself.
Hogar the horrible.
Alexander,
am I next to my archer friend?
You are next to your archer friend because she said she got close to you.
So I'm presuming I can't do an attack at this point.
No. You have to pull your sword out for your action.
That's fine.
You can still move.
Not at this point.
Okay, so you're pulling your sword out with a snarl.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then it is Tilda's turn.
Yay! I'm going to run up.
You're not going to unlock the door?
No.
Okay.
I'm going to ambush him. Okay.
How far through the curtain are you talking about going?
Oh, I'm just going to stop right past the curtain right behind his leg. Because I can share spaces with people because I'm
okay.
So... She's so minuscule.
Well, plus, remember, that's a 10-foot hallway, too. So you can fit two abreast pretty easily.
Close the curtain behind you.
Okay. So are you going through the curtain or hiding behind the curtains?
Preferably, I would like to hide behind the curtain as long as I can still fire, though.
I imagine we're doing that thing where our heads are
Which is the one that looks like they got fried by the magic missiles?
The first one. This guy.
That's my honey.
That's her target.
That's her target.
All
of a sudden, you hear pitter-patter of feet and then twing of a smaller bow, and an arrow just sticks into the table between Hogar and the other guys.
Teamwork. Still tried. Teamwork.
I know.
Okay, did you want to go ahead and roll a stealth to see if you can hide?
I think we're trying to
different
we're starting
You are out of sight.
Yes.
Okay.
Is 19 good enough?
Oh, yeah.
You believe so?
If she leaves me behind again.
Next time I see her, it is your turn.
I'm going to be one of those sexy dwarves that from Lord of the Rings that's all agile.
Woohoo!
So, like the Hobbit. Feral rider. So here's what I want to do. I want to run.
I would have described them as agile.
Bounce off the bed, jump, and then like jump. Because that's within my movement range anyway. Okay. Like, boing, and like jump over there and then come down and crush one of their skulls.
Are you trying to be feeling?
Yes. Skull crusher.
That's within my range anyway.
Yep. It's too bad you didn't have
Remember, each square is 10.
He's bringing
so.
Sexy to dwarves.
He's bringing sexy.
Okay, give me a roll to strike on the hobgoblin.
Okay, can I have advantage?
I will give you advantage for the whole sexy dwarf bouncing off the bed.
Bam. 19.
19 will hit.
Okay. Oh, horrible. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 points of damage.
Okay.
It's 5 more than he had.
You smash him for 5 points, but apparently all that bouncing took some of the meat out of your swing.
Damn, but it looked cool, though.
It looked awesome.
Yes, it looked awesome.
Okay. Sultan, it is your turn. Top of the order.
I'm going to peek through the curtain.
Okay.
I'm going to try to Ray of Frost, but like at their legs.
Okay, so which one are you going to Ray of Frost?
The one that I've been shooting.
Okay.
So he'll be like off balance.
Okay.
Are we in the line of fire?
Advantage.
Oh no, you can
I think it's like a
cone.
It's like be off balance.
Okay.
That's a good idea.
To put him at a disadvantage?
Yes, to put him at a disadvantage.
Okay. Well, you're basically imposing a disadvantage.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do.
Okay.
Be cool. So 16. That hit.
Oh yeah.
16. It's my spell. 16 does. Is that the one that you need an attack roll?
Yeah, it's Ray of Frost. So
I keep forgetting to add my attack bonus.
Yeah.
Check the spell.
I thought Ray of Frost, if you...
Magic Missile, you don't, but Ray of Frost, you should.
Yeah, well then, 16.
16 to strike, that actually misses.
What?
Do they still have touch attacks in 5th edition?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's basically a ranged attack, just like an arrow.
Okay, next.
Okay.
We can do this, people.
Okay, so it is now their turn.
Yeah, make a ranged spell attack.
Okay, so yeah, that missed. So the first hobgoblin that's been hit by the magic missile will swing at Hogar.
Okay.
I'll draw the other one's fire.
And will a unnatural 20 hit?
Unnatural, yes.
Okay. It's going to be... And he's going to use his martial advantage again. So...
If they get another married, 12? They
have
married. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, you basically don't want these guys, you know, honeymooning together because they do extra damage. And the second one is, in fact, going to go after Thrain.
Go for it.
Well, I'd go after
Thrain. Well, a 13 hit Thrain. Okay, he swings at you and your armor easily protects you.
What's with being agile?
No, he didn't hit me, so I'm going to say I kind of dodged.
Okay. You just glance to the side. Yeah. Still bouncing from that bouncing off the bed. All right, so it is Galen's turn.
I'm going to fire on the one that's attacking Hogar.
Okay.
And 21 unnatural.
That was it.
Obviously and
because there's nothing natural about
this. Because there's nothing natural.
I'm okay with a botch in missile combat hitting an ally because it really is not a safe tactic now that I think about it. It's the same thing in Savage Worlds. There's no disadvantage to shooting into melee, but if you miss, you're going to hit your
friend. I don't know what you're talking about. I think it's a great strategy.
7.
A 7 strike or 7 damage?
7 damage.
Okay.
I already struck.
Okay, he's now down for the count.
Oh, good. Wow.
Teamwork. Magic missile, arrows.
Okay, anything else you wanted to do?
Do you have your
action surge?
I do. I'm going to fire on the other one.
Okay. Now, it does take a short rest to get that back, right?
Yeah. 18.
18 will hit.
Okay,
that's exactly the number you're looking for. Might as well tell you in the last
one. And another 7 points of damage.
And that will actually make that one go down.
Way to go, Galen with the assist.
Okay, so what are you guys doing as they go?
Get your stuff!
Loot the bodies! Loot the bodies!
Yeah.
I'm okay, picking up my gold from the table.
Okay, so as the halfling's rushing towards the pile of gold on the table, and you're scooping it up.
This was a distraction, dude. I'm going to go take the bodies. I'm going to loot.
You're going to go check the bodies and loot too? Yeah. Okay, on the hobgoblins, you find 2 gold pieces on each one.
I bet they have
4. Just 4. And there was a mysterious chiming.
And there was a song in the wind as the wind is going through the rafters.
I put it on silent.
Oh, no, it's okay.
I don't ever get calls. The only time I ever get calls is when I'm on call at work. And then they're never good.
Are you on call?
Not this week.
Okay, check for others coming our way.
Okay, you actually do hear some noise coming from this section.
From the room that we were
from the room that you were going to go into.
So just pour quickly.
Okay, so we're going to prop these bodies up, Weekend at Bernie's style.
Okay.
Wait, who has the Hawaiian shirt?
I don't think that quite works with the arrows sticking out of them.
No, that makes it funnier.
No, I'm going to use.
Okay, let's go back to this.
Move their arms.
Yeah, let's just hide them under the beds and head back this way.
Okay,
yeah,
so as you're heading back this way, you actually hear someone stomping towards the door.
Oh, okay. Sorry. As they head back, I'm going to be the last one out of the room, and before the bodies go, I'm gonna say a quick prayer.
Aww.
And then we're
gonna. So who's going?
Wait till
first.
Everybody comes okay. in.
So who's going to be going?
I'm gonna be
first?
Right around to the corner.
Okay, so we get the ring.
No, no, just
the rogue and the.
I will go first.
Fire
I was
there.
Inside because I was behind. Looting the bodies.
Okay.
I come in. I just come
I
out.
I came in because
so
I was looting.
So go them. Ahead and from here okay. down, put
I'll
your guys'
back.
Order.
I should
I
be
think
second.
Hogar and
behind
I,
the curtain.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm going to be just behind the curtain.
Salatin, you want to be right up close?
No, that's where I was.
I'm going for it.
Like, give me a.
Yeah.
Where do you want
to
be?
Well, I wanted to be in the middle.
I'll follow you, Hogar.
Okay.
So well, I'm gonna be behind the curtain in part because of the wounds.
Oh yeah.
Oh well. Okay.
So
then
do you
want to
be behind or in front of the
put
curtain?
Put me behind Thrain.
Yeah. Then if you,
I'm behind Thrain,
we can switch.
Thank
spots.
You.
Okay. Then I'll go where you are.
All right. I'll go up the rear.
That's bad.
Okay.
Okay. So that's the order you guys are going in.
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yep.
Yes.
Are you positive?
See, my God, does it
see, now he's
to
our GM is now trying to make
bodies.
Us doubt ourselves.
It doesn't require
no,
me to do
just
anything.
Just give you a young moment to...
See, my gods all be like, I'll be, these are like, do knowledge stuff. And I'm all like, yeah. You guys are like, pray for dead bodies.
You don't pray for your God. You pray for how it changes you.
It changes you, man. It changes you.
You just don't understand.
I don't. I don't completely rely on my
because elves don't have souls.
Well, there was that discussion about whether they're actually people.
Well, apparently we're not people.
The non-people speech.
No, actually, in the original D&D, they did not have souls. I'm not kidding.
They're soulless creatures.
So all of a sudden, the door gets kicked open.
Just because one elf doesn't have a soul doesn't mean all of them don't.
The door gets...
one elf?
Just so the people at home, I pointed to my character sheet when I said that. It was quite funny.
All of a sudden...
Out of all of us, you are the soulless one.
As you guys start walking up, all of a sudden you hear the boot hit that door and it flies open.
The door that I was about to unlock?
The door that you were about to unlock.
See, why don't you
that's
do that?
That's all right. It's probably a bugbear.
Initiative again.
And it is a bugbear.
It's a bugbear.
Half bug, half bear.
It's a bugbear, and instantly Hogar, as
why
he's peeking through
the
curtain, the you
bugbear.
Recognize that that's King Groll himself.
Oh, really?
Oh!
Let's do this!
Oh, stuff's going down. Oh, this is a boss fight.
At which point I'll say, and there's your target, people.
I got
roll initiative!
I got 18.
You got 18?
13.
I got
19.
22.
19.
Now your guys' dice are on fire.
I got 30.
You just jinxed us. Thank you. Oh, we got a natural 20. Oh.
And then a natural 1.
His followers are not going, but he is. Yeah, we got the same rolls. That means I'm the DGM.
That means you're the new GM?
Yeah. So the salted elf flies into the sky because you didn't know he's like a level 20 everything. Super multi-classing.
Everything.
Like, there's gotta be, he's king God. For a reason.
Yeah, apparently.
He's gonna be, it's gonna be a badass, people.
Okay.
Yeah, and we're without our team.
What's your dex bonus?
We are.
We've got Thrain and we've
What's
got
your
Hogar.
Dex bonus?
My dex bonus is 3.
Okay.
Let's fight the boss fight before we're supposed to, probably.
Because we came in the back door.
Yeah, we came in the back door, and
she's
I think this is going to be a better idea because only the only resources we've used are like magic missile
and
24
hit
points.
And we'll show up any minute.
So you're still mostly fresh.
Yes.
See, I assume she's dead.
Although,
that would be nice.
I am kind of limping.
Okay. So,
I would have healed him, but we went straight from combat to combat.
Yep. So, Galen, you're up.
I beat his initiative?
Yeah.
Wow, he had no bonuses then.
But she has better dex bonus than he does.
Oh, they got the same roll.
Okay.
So you're on the other side of... You're out there and you saw that...
I can fire over his head.
Okay. Well, you are going to be at disadvantage right now because you only saw his foot kick open the door.
She
just he's not in the hallway
He's
yet?
Not
you can
in the
hold.
Hallway yet.
You might
I'm
want
going
hold.
To hold action.
You're
going to
hold action?
Yeah. I thought he was already kind of...
Okay. Right. You sure you want to hold action?
Yes, I want to hold action.
Okay.
I'm going to fire upon whoever comes out of that.
So this is
going to
make reclaiming the church a lot easier.
Yeah. Okay.
It's always about you, isn't it?
It is. Okay, so
Thrain,
as you're there, this big, huge, armored bugbear comes out.
That's fine.
And now I fire.
And now you fire.
You see, we could have fought the red dragon, but I said nay.
Natural 20!
Woohoo!
Go ahead and roll
yeah,
your damage.
Yeah, don't get shot in the back of the head.
She just got
That's right.
You are rolling the right dice this time, right?
Yes, I am. Oh, I so am. 11 points of damage.
11 points of damage.
That's no bonus. You get a bonus. Yes, I do.
Excuse me.
Did you roll your extra
damage? So that's 14 points of damage.
14 points of damage?
Yes. Yeah. Sorry, I forgot my... Yes, no, I forgot my piercing damage.
And the bugbear just snarls as your arrow sticks in his shoulder.
14 points of damage is nothing to sneeze at.
He didn't sneeze, he snarled.
Achoo! Apparently, he sneezed. Achoo! If we have to whittle the beast down, we will.
Okay, so he's going to grab his Morningstar, which is very large. Do the swing up on the Morningstar, and as he does, he just shatters off the arrow shaft.
And then
comes right down on Thrain.
Oh, God.
No!
That's fine.
Okay, he rolls a natural 20.
You're the healer.
That's fine, I'll be okay.
He's also the tank.
I'll be fine.
A tank. Yes.
I'll be fine.
I miss Lady Coraline.
Apparently, I am missing an eight.
You know, Lady Coraline could show up any minute.
Oh, crap.
I'm a damage.
It's going to be...
Those rolls were high.
I saw.
2 8s and a 3.
Oh, man.
And that's not including
the
bonuses.
Okay, so...
He's king, after all.
20 points of piercing damage.
Okay.
Kings die too.
As you guys just see him bring that Morningstar down on him.
So, do you guys think hobgoblins have a lot of wisdom?
No. I'm going to say
maybe,
no.
Maybe not. You never know. Alright, so it is now Twyla's turn.
I'm going to shoot the
Twyla's turn. We've got the bard.
Oh, that's right. My cousin's here.
I'm still going to kill you for naming all your half
she got. She's a level 20 bard. She knows it.
Okay. Just take your action, Nimble Neck.
Okay.
Just because you changed the names on the wanted posters.
No.
That's why she's dead, dude.
Twyla's my cousin. Okay, I'm going to shoot the big nasty bugbear.
As all of a sudden an arrow shoots between Thrain's legs.
7 hits!
No. And between the king's legs, crashing against the wall, shattering.
That was a warning shot.
And there's Hogar, what are you going to do?
This is probably unwise, but it is the best thing to do to protect my allies. So I'm going to get up here beside Thrain.
Okay.
After all, he's the...
So now you get advantage.
He's the one who banished you.
Oh, no, I'm going to say mentally controlling him was the best
allies,
thing I think I've
ever
done. It has helped us.
Don't you have to be, flanking for that?
Well, oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah, right. If you move over here,
you won't move an attack of opportunity. You want to flank him?
If that's something that can be...
And I will tell you, as you flank him, you notice the king's pet wolf.
Yeah, he's going to come out in a second.
And... the female dark elf.
The drow is there. Maybe I should go check.
You know, I think Crown of Madness is the best thing I've done. Hmm. Wait, so you mean...
We need you.
You mean the false elf?
We got some elven racial profiling going on? Is that what you're saying?
I'm just saying...
I hate the dark elf.
I hate them. That's all I'm saying. Stop
okay.
Racist.
All right, so we will take the multi-attack on the... king here.
Okay. You do have advantage.
Yep. So 19.
19 will hit.
And
I like the goggles.
Thank you.
Ooh.
You
get
the
8.
8 will not hit.
And we'll need one more d6.
Alright, here you go.
Alright, 11, 12, 13, 16.
16 points?
Oh. No, wait. 18 points.
18? Okay. So it is Thrain's turn.
Okay, so...
I don't suppose I can kick the door closed.
No, because you're on the opposite side of it.
Oh.
Okay.
But you see their intent is to come out into the hallway.
Yes.
Okay. Channel Divinity, so that's an action. So that gives us, you get 7 hit points back, and I get 7 hit points back.
Can I borrow the book?
Which book?
The
spell book? You have the spell book?
No, like the
Player's Guide?
PHP?
No.
I don't have the DD book.
This is a boss fight.
Okay.
Did we get to the boss?
That's it. It's my action.
Okay.
Can't do anything else.
So you heal yourself?
Yep. I do healing work. I channel
the blind light. The same thing happened to us with glass staff, remember? You're like, just boom, there he is.
Beeline for the boss.
I would have attacked, but if I go down, then I can't heal anybody.
So. Yeah.
Yeah,
then,
no,
there's a point there.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so...
Wait. Yeah, I can do it as a bonus action. So my bonus action is going to be to cast... Shield of Faith on myself.
Oh, okay. Right. What is this action surge thing? Do I get it or no?
No, only fighters get it. It's an action surge. It's
in fourth. What class is he? He's
technically, he's an NPC class. He's basically a creature.
Yeah.
He's a monster. But he gets multi attack.
Yes.
Every single time.
He gets a few creature abilities that make him equal to a level 3 character.
Whereas we only get an action surge.
Once we get a chance, if he's going to become full time, we'll make him up as a fighter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
but
next.
That would drop
next.
His hit
Let's
points.
Let's keep going. Let's keep going.
Okay, so it is Sultan's turn.
Okay.
Who's consulting his tome?
Yeah,
you can try sleep again.
No, it'd be overkill right now.
Okay, what about Crown of Madness?
That's why I was good at try, but
he's not sure if he wants us to use that.
He's probably
one
got a really high.
Yeah.
Just do an attack spell on him.
I think that's the only. The only other attack spell I have is good for.
You have awesome spells.
Yeah, but I chose the ones that.
Well, just magic missile for now.
I don't have magic missile.
You spent it. He's got frostbolt.
I'm trying.
Yeah. Freeze ray.
I guess that's a jack. We'll spend my advantage.
Okay.
He hit the dwarf.
He hit the dwarf, and
pretty
you're getting
hard.
This weird friendship thing going. You're not sure.
So 19.
19 will hit?
21, sorry.
Yes.
21 will hit even more.
21 will hit.
Yeah. Do lots of damage. 5.
And he slowed for how long?
It's half his pace for one turn.
One turn? Okay. And it is someone in the room's turn who's doing something.
It's that
mages.
Oh, okay.
Not a mage.
She what? Well, she's a spell. What, disappeared?
She disappeared. Yeah, she disappeared
ninja
from
vanish.
His view.
No, let's talk about your hatred of mages.
Okay, next.
Okay.
Mages.
Then it's going to be the wolf's
magic.
Turn.
Just because you don't understand it.
So the wolf is going to come out and go after the one who is attacking his master. Because he's all about the teamwork stuff.
Aw.
Mm-hmm.
So he is going to attack you, and he does get advantage as his wolf
spell.
Tactics. Okay, so he hits you for a 18.
18 will hit.
Give him the book.
Okay.
Just keep it in your lap.
Yes, just hold on to
it. Why
had
to put it away?
Okay, so you take 7 points of damage and give me a strength DC roll.
But the wolf is trying to like bite you.
17.
Okay, you make it, because as he bit you, he was trying to drag you down.
Mm-hmm.
And after all, you have a feeling that being dragged down by the wolf would be a bad thing.
1 square is 5 feet, right?
1 square is
10 feet.
Feet.
Oh.
So you can fit 4 people in one of these squares in this map. Even with the bugbear?
Okay.
The bugbear is still medium,
it's
right?
A medium creature.
But that just...
Okay, next.
Okay, so...
medium to me.
It's combat, keep going.
We're back to the top of the order. Galen.
Right, firing again.
Okay.
That will be 20...
That will hit?
5. No.
Okay.
Yeah, 25.
Okay.
And let's see...
Low bar of the hill people.
And 6 points of damage.
6 points. Okay, as this another arrow sticks into him. So the king growls and snarls at you. What are you doing in my castle? Hogar, kill them and I'll take you back as one of us.
That seems like a pretty good deal.
That is a pretty good deal.
Okay, next.
Yeah,
okay.
Then he doesn't become king. He'll kill you later anyways.
He's going to go ahead and swing on the dwarf.
Go for it. My AC is now 20.
We pay
better.
Okay.
We also did, like,
we
ruin
do.
His skull.
He rolls a pitiful swing at you that you easily dodge out of the way. All right. So it is the Nimble Nick's turn.
Can I see the dog?
You can see the dog, yeah.
I'm going to shoot the dog.
You can
your level, you can see
actually, no, you're
going
to have to move up to see the dog. Do you want to
move
up?
Up.
Okay, get through the curtain. You should have done that the first time. There you
okay.
go. And so should him.
Okay. And, okay.
Trying to shoot the dog.
Wait, why is the
yeah,
because
he's
back?
Attacking my friend.
Okay.
Why is the mage in the back?
Because
you haven't
damage.
Moved yourself forward.
But the rogues could have
okay.
shown up and
is
a
19 good enough to hit.
19 will hit.
Yay! Now, since I have a companion nearby,
very near, several.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Yay, companion!
I thought for sneak attack, because I'm...
Does it say?
Yes.
Companions, yay.
So
yay.
I get the plus 2, because the 2-sided die.
Yay.
Or wait a minute, no, I'm already up to... Because I'm level 3.
Yes, you are.
So...
Make sure you're rolling the right damage for yourself. Don't short
change.
Yeah, like I did.
Sneak attack 2d6. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
See, so plus since I've got a.
I know what I'm going to do.
Okay, 6, 7. Hold on, what's my bonus? 10 points of damage.
10 points of damage?
Yeah.
Wow.
Plus 3 piercing.
Way to go, Cal.
Go for it.
Poor doggy gets hit pretty hard in the flank.
Good.
Okay.
Don't you mess with my friend.
The bad dog.
Don't you mess with my friend. Thank you.
Okay. And it is now going to be Hogar's turn.
How injured does, what's his name look?
The king. He's injured, but he looks like he's taking some beating here. He's a bit bloodied.
Hmm. So I will...
He's expecting you to fight on his side.
Which is why this is going to be amazing.
How sharper than a serpent's tooth.
How poetic.
So first swing, I'm going to say, you've been a puppet for far too long. 10.
And as your weapon glances off his armor. Okay.
And these people are here to help remove the head of the serpent.
Yay! That
23.
And there was much 23? Okay, roll for damage.
Come on. 10, 13, and probably 15.
Yes, I'm sure we have one back. He's actually looking pretty bad. He just opened up a huge, thick chasm across his back.
You opened up a can of whoopies!
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and Thrain, what are you going to do?
Okay. I want to roll on my shield arm and then come up using the momentum to maul him.
I love the fact that you're actually doing that with your figure number.
Woohoo! Players at home, he did that with his figure. Yeah.
13, 17.
17 what?
Me, a little bit more looking.
So,
like
6 points of damage.
6 points of damage. As you do that slide and hit, you crush his knee and he just falls to the ground.
Cool.
But he's not dead, right?
He's actually gasping.
Gasping's good.
As he hit the ground and the gash in his back just spilled blood. All right, and Sultan, what do you want to do?
So is
he dead?
Go for this guy. Okay.
So I'm not sure how this works.
Okay.
This is a 5 foot cube.
Okay.
So it covers half a square?
Yeah.
It'll cover a quarter of a square.
Yeah, you can target a figure.
So I'll put it
basically
on the
wolf. You do this.
And I'm going to cast Cloud of Daggers.
Okay.
Oh, awesome.
So you're casting it on the wolf?
Well, it's area effect on the square.
Okay.
It just happens to have the wolf.
Because that means it's going to hit this and everything around it, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm.
But it's only him, though.
Hogar has...
And the corpse of
no,
the
No, if he casts it on him, it will hit Hogar, too, as well.
Oh.
He said he's dead.
Yeah.
You can't target it so that it just...
No, it's basically you draw a character-sized circle of blades and anyone adjacent to it.
But if it's 5 feet...
You could do it right next to it. Do it right here at the doorway.
You could do it right behind it in the doorway.
Do it at the doorway. Okay, does it at the doorway.
So the first time it enters and every time it ends its turn there, it's going to take 44.
Yep. But remember, that means it's... If it's... Well, you guys got pretty much reamed in where it can't run away, so... Okay, so it's guaranteed a hit. Okay, and what's the damage going to do?
44.
Okay.
Not
44!
Okay. So, in just a sec, because it has to end its turn there.
No, it's the first time it enters, and then when it ends its turn.
Okay, I'll give it to you since he was starting there.
Yep.
So go ahead and roll it.
Creature takes when it enters the spell's area for the first time on the turn or starts its turn there.
So when it comes, when the blades come into existence first.
Yeah.
Nice. Oh, that was a good roll.
So 12.
Damn, basically you drop the blades and they viscerate the door and just shred. I mean, the dog is dragged into the whirling blade and you just see spray of fur and ichor everywhere.
It's called a charnel house.
Yeah.
Bonus points for using that word.
As you get a
I got to use the spell for the first time.
That was awesome.
Wait, there's still a drow in there somewhere.
Well, the drow disappeared, so...
The drow disappeared, but as far as we know...
Use your stealthiness to find a drow.
They can go in the
I'm
going
to loot the body. It's a king.
I was going to do something.
Okay.
So remember when we were in the Red Brand's place?
Remember.
And I got that scroll that lets me ask my god 3 questions. So if I did that, I could ask, where's the place I'm looking for, where's Lady Corlin, and where's the spider?
You
could. See, that's nice. You're using one for the lady. Roadblock Dungeon.
We'll find the lady.
Well, the problem is, now I'm assuming by lady you mean the drow.
Yeah.
You don't know her name.
Yeah, we
spider.
Yeah.
That's not the spider.
You told us to it. Where?
Oh,
you are. I get 8 points on you.
And not
okay.
To mention the other.
Where's Vareth?
Okay.
Where's Vareth? Where's
Okay.
8 points on me. So as of right now, you're busting out that scroll and you're reading it, right?
Okay, that you say like it's not a good idea.
No, I'm just saying that's what you're doing as of right now. Okay.
So I hit two of us
because something else is going on. And
okay, wait.
Top of the initiative.
Wait.
Oh, you just did it.
To the top of the initiative, Galen. What are you gonna do?
I'm going to try and perceive the drow to see,
Well, you're gonna have to go in the room.
I'm gonna go in the room and I'm gonna try and perceive where the drow is.
But there's a whirling thing of blades still in the way.
Is it covering the entire door?
He put it on the doorway.
Why don't we wait till it goes away?
Then
we wait till it goes away.
Okay, so it's going away, so you can go through.
I healed him and I healed me.
Okay. I'm going to try and perceive a drow.
You're going to perceive a drow.
I'm going to try. The operative word here is try.
Okay.
And if I... 10 is probably not good enough.
Okay.
I'll do the same.
With a 10... Okay, because next will be Tilda.
I'm gonna loot the body.
Okay, you're looting the body.
What's the king?
I assume not.
The body's
the
not going anywhere.
Okay, then it's goes Thrain.
Okay,
it's
same
a king.
Thing.
Yeah, it is a king. He has all the loot.
Okay, Thrain has advantage.
Because if you find them, then I can use my question instead. 15,
16, 17, 18.
Okay, so on yours, you perceive that over here at this arrow slit. There's a rope that was thrown down the arrow slit.
Oh, okay.
Where someone could have squirmed through it if they were slim.
It could be a defection.
You, Thrain, notice with your better roll that the door is just barely hint of dust coming off the door sill.
Someone's opened this door?
Someone has opened and closed that door.
Okay, so I'm going to do the military signal to her.
Okay. So... Sultan, you cast the spell, and what are your three questions?
Okay, so we know where she is then.
Okay. Well, you told me your three questions, so you're asking your three questions.
Okay, then I'll ask my three questions.
Okay, so for your three questions...
Where is the temple of Agam? Because I'm talking to my god, so...
Yeah, yeah.
He knows where his desecrated temple
yep.
is. And he's the god of knowledge.
It's a pretty god.
Oh, over here.
Oh, come on. No.
Where is...
Is yours? Mm-hmm.
Is yours? Okay, so let's first for your temple.
Our desecrated temple. It's desecrated by the damn dirty hobgoblins.
The damn dirty hobgoblins.
I'm tired of these.
So it is right there. See that huge temple-like room with the shrine right there? That is the shrine.
The M&M will represent the shrine.
The M&M is on the shrine. Okay, the second question of Lady Corlin.
Where is Lady Corlin?
She's over there.
She is outside the room having a meeting with the Tucson Steampunk Society. Okay.
No one cares about them. Okay, continue.
Hey!
It's our steampunk.
Shots fired.
Day.
Okay, so where she is over here.
I ran out of M&Ms.
Here's a yellow peanut M&M.
Okay.
Peanut butter M&M.
Maybe we should use a dry erase.
We're using M&Ms.
How about figures?
And then your next question of where is the...
Drow.
The drow?
The spider, he said.
The spider?
Yes.
No, he said Lady...
He meant Vareth.
We discussed this.
Yes.
Beforehand.
Okay, and you're getting from that... About right there. Because she's using all her moves to DD Mao out of there. She's not going to stand and fight when she's seeing the king being slaughtered. You know everything.
So we should get her first.
What's on a king?
Yeah, I agree.
We need to take her
hasn't come around to my turn.
Incapacitate her so that we can get some information, not that she'll give it. But then we'll have the pleasure of killing her.
Xander, as part of your turn, he can say as a free action, she's over
I
there.
I can see your signal for the door.
Yeah.
Mm.
Can I? Because I don't like this ritual of dazed.
Well, remember, too, Gary, you're pointing to that door.
I'm pointing to that door, but he knows somebody's over here.
I know she's
does he?
Over there.
He does, but
no, you're right.
Hogar doesn't.
Yep. So Hogar just sees me point to the door. Someone's in there.
But so Hogar, what do you do?
Or someone went there.
Well, what
are you saying
did,
anything?
She probably went this way.
I mean,
yeah.
Is Saltadel saying anything?
I've been trying to ask. Can I speak? Because
well, you were doing the spell,
so he can't speak.
Yeah.
Until his turn.
Okay. So he doesn't speak.
Okay. Well, let's give Jez a shot. Then I'll tell.
Well, as far as I know, she went invisible.
Mm-hmm.
Can I see anything about the door behind me? That shows it was disturbed after we went through it.
Well, we left it open.
No, basically no one has been through this hallway.
Okay.
No one has been through this area whatsoever.
Since we came through.
since you guys came through.
Is it closed or open?
No, we
right
left
now?
It open because we didn't want to shut the door.
Did we leave it open?
It looks exactly like when we left.
Because my thinking was, oh great, invisible. And sometime during when you were tussling with the king, she walked right past us. So I'm like, is there anything over there?
That's probably what I'd be thinking too.
Give me a perception roll.
And I basically
she may
see
or
nothing.
May not have ran past you and you didn't notice.
I'm going to eat Lady
right.
Garlic.
Don't do it.
Could we see into... When we came in through here, could we see into the room from the
no,
outside?
No, it was a rubble pile that went up to a canvas. There's basically canvas that covered this section.
Okay.
The rubble is this whole tower collapsed.
Right.
And the canvas keeps the wind and rain from coming into the
sure.
opening.
But you could get up.
Basically,
the
metagaming-wise, she climbed down that really quick.
No, yeah. No, I get that. I'm just like thinking... In Hogar's mind, okay, what's the tactical escape route? The tactical escape route's either there or, since
mm-hmm.
we have some recon, so she's either outside the castle, which would suck, or
mm-hmm.
she's
or
in that room.
She's here, because...
Well, yeah. Well, we don't know, because...
You yeah. have a party member point.
So I'm going
and
to...
And he rolled a 2 for perception.
Yeah,
so
I'm going to go to
this door.
He didn't
hear or see anything.
And, can I open and go through? Or...
Yeah, you can open it.
Okay.
Okay, and you see someone has flipped the canvas open and it's flapping up.
So he's on the trail, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How far can I move?
So
probably
5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40. And what's your speed?
Speed here is 30.
So you're there.
So technically, 15, 20,
can I take another
30.
Move action though?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's 45,
mm-hmm.
50.
Now
can
to
I
go
follow
down,
the trail?
To go down that, you're gonna have to actually make an athletics roll on your turn because it's rubble pile.
That's fine. What, so is it all downhill?
It's all downhill
from here.
Okay. So
I'm going to try to make an athletics roll to. Slide down.
Okay,
it.
That would be your yeah. next turn.
It can't be part of. Shouldn't it be part of a movement?
It's actually it's a skill check, so you're actually doing an action, but you just
right.
did a double move.
No. I mean, in
you
other
with a GM, you would die seven.
In previous in previous versions, like applications of athletics, particularly
mm-hmm.
or acrobatics. Were made as part of movement
okay.
rather than actions on the run.
I'll give it to you, but it's only going to get you like halfway, and then you're going to have to do it again anyway.
Well, that's fine.
Okay.
But
that's
in
fine.
A turn, I'll just point out where she is.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
you could hold action because you saw him doing some kind of ritual.
Well, that's the problem. He went into the room and elf's
well,
in the hallway.
Yeah, given the maelstrom of events, I
that's
this,
right.
was, this was
oh,
what made sense to
him.
Yeah.
To us.
That's fine.
So, all right,
so you're making your athletics
19.
Check sliding down.
Yep.
Okay, and while the halfling is looting the bugbear, you pull out a map.
A map?
A map.
He's got a map.
That's labeled the way to Wave Echo Cave.
Wave Echo Cave.
Why did we want to go there?
Wave Echo Cave.
Because, you know, that's...
Wave.
Why did we want to
and more important, what those of you that went into the room... You notice that in the corner there is an unconscious dwarf.
Oh, we found him.
Hold it, he had no gold on him. Are you serious?
What king carries a purse on him, baby?
He's
got
like all
of
that.
There's probably he doesn't really have a crown. It's king in
everybody
titles.
Knows who he is. He's a giant freaking armored bugbear.
What about his morning star? Is it super awesome?
It's just a regular morning star, unfortunately.
And like your dog.
Hilda
so,
is very disappointed.
Okay, so actually, that's a really good place to end it there.
No.
Okay. Why can't I tell them?
Well, because it's something for suspense for next time.
Cliffhanger.
It's great.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition, a member of the Creative Play and Podcast Network. And remember, be careful out there be dragons about.